Dub CNN right here with the legendary Pete Rock. How you doing, man?
What's going on, bro? What's the deal?
You know, you're getting ready to drop your first album in 4 years. What made you want to come back to the game?
I feel like, you know, it was needed for me to come back. From what I understand, you know, people miss that Pete Rock sound. Everybody, all these producers are trying to grasp that sound today. And I'm like, no, you know, why not just put this album back out and show people how you really supposed to do shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to, like, you know, even all these new producers, you know, Kanye, Just Blaze, all of them try to grasp that Pete Rock sound. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just thought it was a good time to put something back out there.
Yeah, definitely. And you call it New York's Finest. What made you call it that?
Because I want people to know who, you know, like, I feel like, to me, I feel like I was one of the best coming out of New York. It's not the best, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was one of the first dudes to make beats a certain way, and then everybody else started following me. Like, even with Primo, his beats, if you listen to the way Primo's beats sounded before Mech and the Soul Brother came out, or All Sold Out came out, then you can hear the change in his music. You understand? And the same with all these other producers. Like, I speak about them in a high manner. You know what I'm saying? Like, these really caught on to what I was doing, which was my idea, which was what I wanted to do. You know, and you know, I have to say that a very inspirational producer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was watching that little video where, you know, Kanye and all the producers were talking about, you know, how you influenced them and all that. That was big. How would you compare, you know, your approach to this album as opposed to your last projects?
Like I said before, I'm a highly inspirational producer, and I speak about other producers in a very high regard. I approach this album to let people know, like, this is me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm bringing this sound back that y'all trying to grasp. You know what I'm saying? And here it is, right here in your face. And I felt like it's well needed, because the way hip hop sounds today, there's no balance in it. You know what I mean? Everybody's making these keyboard beats and thinking that this is the way hip hop's supposed to sound. You know, what happened to the effort in the music? What happened to the effort in your hooks and in your lyrics and pleasing your audience? You know what I'm saying? That's what I believed in since day one. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And can you name and describe, you know, some of your personal highlights on the album?
There was a song I did called Till I Retire, which I just finished doing the video to, which I had DMC's voice in the hook, so I snatched up DMC and put him in the video, and it worked out pretty fine. And that was one of the fun parts of that song. And then working with Redman and him being in the part of the second part of the video, you know.
Okay.
And Royal Flush, working with him again, working with Chip Fu and Renee from John A, doing a reggae song was a main highlight. And doing an R&B song with this guy Rel, who was signed to Rockefeller.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah. So, you know, those were some of the main highlights. And then, you know, working with Little Brother, bringing back Lords of the Underground, you know, working with Styles P and Sheik Luch from the Lox. You know, I felt like, you know, I had something going here with a nice roster.
You know, a bunch of artists were announced to be on the album, like MF Doom and Lupe and Method Man and a bunch of other people. What happened to those tracks?
Nick tracks still around, and hopefully on the next project I can get those same people I tried to get for this album. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And you know, on Soul Survivor 1, you know, you had tracks with Corrupt and MC8. You know, which artists from the West Coast are you feeling right now could you see yourself working with?
Oh man, probably The Game, Razzcast, Madlib. You know what I'm saying? Who else on the West side? Dr. Dre, Dub C, Ice Cube, Ice T, There's so many motherfuckers, man. I did something with Ice-T just recently, you know.
Okay.
Let me see. What else, man? Well, I mean, everybody, man. I like Spice One. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's that old school.
Spice One is a real dude. I hope he's recouping from him.
Yeah, he's actually doing good now.
That's good, man. I'm a big fan of his music and stuff, you know.
Definitely. And you know, do you still keep in touch, you know, with artists like, you know, Slick Rick, LOG, Heavy D,
yeah,
and even the Fresh Prince,
well,
you know?
Heavy D is my family, so of course.
Yeah.
Slick Rick I talked to a week and a half ago. Who else did you say?
That's the LOG.
Oh, LOG, yeah, that's you know, I did the Special Teams record that's out right now that he's on. Yeah, so you know, we all cool. We all still cool.
Okay, and what's up with that Tango and Cash project with you and Doo-Wop? Is that still in the works?
Yeah, that's still in the works. We're just mapping out certain songs and getting certain people on the album. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have a favorite beat of all time? Like, your favorite record that you did? Or don't you have, like, one record?
I have a lot of favorite records I did. Like, Shut 'Em Down, Reminisce, Straighten It Out, Jump Around, Remix. You know, I don't really have one favorite. I have like a couple of favorites.
Okay. And you know, I know you get this question every time, but I still gotta ask it. You know, what's up with you and CL Smooth?
Nothing at all. Period. Next question.
That's it.
Yep, that's it.
All right. You
don't need to get tired of talking about it.
Yeah, I know, but you know,
other interviewers ask me the same question you asked me.
Yeah, but that would kill me if I don't ask it, you feel me? So I got to get it out there. And, you know, you got Jim Jones on the single We Roll, and I saw a lot of people surprised, you know, that you got with Jim Jones on that. You know, what made you get with him?
Because he was the new young artist to come out of New York, and I seen the fan base that he has. When I went to one of his shows, he packed out a whole club and had the whole club singing his music. So, like, you know, this is a guy I want to do a song with. And that's how that happened.
All right.
My man Andre Neal hooked me up with Jim Jones. You know what I'm saying? So, my man Andre Neal that works at Violator Records, he kind of reached out to me and put me with Jimmy. And then, you know, the rest was history.
Okay. And, you know, you've been getting down with the Wu-Tang quite a lot recently, and they're also on the album. You know, what's the relationship there?
It's a beautiful relationship. It's hip hop. You know what I'm saying? These guys are real street guys. And me, I'm a real music producer. You know what I'm saying? That makes street music. You know what I'm saying? That can adapt to these guys' lives and come with the music that fits them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think
That relationship is beautiful. From Ghost to Ray to ODB to Deck. So you, God, everyone is beautiful to me, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
you know, what would hip-hop be without Wu-Tang? I mean, for real. Cats need to embrace cats like that because, you know, there's nothing really out here to embrace anymore.
I feel you.
There's no one left to embrace that made an impact on hip-hop. No one. You know what I mean? But Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what do you think of the New York hip-hop scene right now? You know, where does your album fit in there?
It's funny. It's up and down. It's funny style. But that's why I'm putting this album out to kind of, and that's why I named it New York's Finest, you know, to kind of put that balance back into hip-hop, you know? And kind of get these DJs to get off that bullshit and play good music, you know what I'm saying? And stop looking for a handout all the fucking time. You know, I believe in, if your music is dope, play it. Fuck paying a nigga to play my music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I feel. If the music's good. You know, when I was DJing on the radio, nobody had to pay me to play their music. You know what I'm saying? I played what was good. I played what sounded good. I played the things that I felt were dope. And if your shit was whack, it wasn't getting played.
Yeah.
And you couldn't pay me to play nothing whack.
Doesn't make no sense. It wouldn't make no sense. It wouldn't be music.
Yeah. Couldn't pay me to play no whack shit. You know?
Yeah. But is there anybody from New York that you're watching out for right now or that you think that we should be looking out for in 2008?
Nah. That's a sad thing to say, but no. That's how I really feel, is no one really coming out of New York that's saying something besides Joel Ortiz.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's a cat to look out for. You know? He's a real dude making real hip-hop. All these cats from New York, supposedly, that's real, they doing bullshit music. They're not doing where they started. They're not doing, you know, they're not keeping it true to the roots of the game. You know, they seeing that money, which is cool. You know, you can make that, but don't make your whole album full of them kind of keyboard beats. You know what I'm saying? Break it up with that real shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about how you do your music. It's all about how you treat your audience. It's all about how much effort you put into your shit. And you can still win. You don't have to make keyboard beats your whole fucking album in order for you to win. You understand?
Yeah. Definitely. And are there any artists left that you like to see yourself working with in future?
You know, there's cats like LL Cool J, you know, Keith Murray, you know, a lot of other cats that I've really worked with, you know what I'm saying, in a minute.
Yeah, you mentioned something that was going down with LL Cool J, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, it was, but I don't know if it's happening now. But, you know, hopefully I get to work with him, and hopefully I get to work with Eric Sermon and people that I respected coming up in the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And where do you see hip-hop going in the next few years?
Probably still being here. Still trying to go different routes and taking different roads. That's how I see it. You know, but it's definitely going to be... the roots are going to be back to where it's supposed to be, I believe.
You see that happening?
Yeah, I see that happening. Maybe not right away, but it's slowly but surely happening.
And where do you see yourself in there?
Right in the midst of all of it.
So do you still plan on doing music, you know, in the years to come?
Of course. I mean, you know, I'm going to do it until I can't do it no more. You know what I mean?
All right. Sounds good, man. You know, before we go, is there anything else that you'd like to let everybody know?
Just grab the album on February 26th. It's really worth it. You know what I'm saying? You won't feel like you wasted any money on this album. Seriously, I know a lot of people may say that, but I mean, when was the last time you heard a whole album full of good fucking beats? You know what I'm saying? So grab that, man. You know what I mean? New York's finest, the best to ever do it, Pete Rock. New York's finest producer.